Well, good morning. John Garrett up here again, welcoming you and also any visitors that may be with us today. I just pray it'll be a blessing for you to be here and worship together. We always have a little time of celebration of what's happened in the past week, and of those who weren't here last Sunday, you would have heard that God has told Nigel and Amelia to stay in Victor Harbour and not go to New Zealand. So we praise God for that and thank him, because we just didn't want to lose them at this moment, because there's a lot of things happening, including the welcome pack for churches. And we had a meeting last Tuesday night. We had a small gathering. I thought there might have been a few more, but I know small things start and end up big. And I'm praying, and as a lot of people are, that this will be a really an outreach to people from the Christian churches in Victor Harbour. Because while we sit here and enjoy the blessings of worship, Jesus said to go, we've got to go out in the fields, because the harvest is big and the workers are small. So this is such a great opportunity to actually show our true colours as Christians out in the community. So don't be surprised if you get eyeballed by me occasionally to try and pick up a few visitors that we all need. The other thing that's happening next week, which is coming up, is the schoolies. Now, I don't know why they come to a retirement village for that, but that's what happens. Victor Harbour is such a wonderful place to visit. And so next week you'll have some youth around the place, which will be a welcome. I mean, we like to see young people in our community, and hopefully they're well behaved in your area. And I think they will again have the green team, and you'll see on the screen there's a notice that looking for volunteers to help out. So if you feel inclined, please do that. Now, what else have we got to talk about? The community news. Everybody knows that deal. If you want to register, you can QR code it. I must try using that QR code one day, see what it's like. And the other thing is there's an important thing that Nigel's doing this year. You might have noticed his face changed the other week. I didn't really recognise it, but his beard disappeared. But he left his mow on board, and he's now an advocate for Movember. So he's put his name out on Facebook, and if you want to contribute to men's health, that's what it's all about. Please get into Facebook and make a donation to men's health, and it'll be putting Nigel out in the community again as an advocate for men's health. And now we commence our service, and we commence this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. The earth is a sign of the love of God. God can be seen in all that God has made. Today, may we see God's goodness in the world, and may it be a sign to us, this day and every day. Today, let us open our eyes. Today, let us open our ears. Let us worship. And we now worship with the song, Here I Am to Worship. Thank you.
So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, I'm so highly exalted.
Good morning, everybody. Lovely to be with you today as we worship our Lord together. Thanks, John, for the opening words earlier on. It's interesting how we will all have different opinions on different things. I celebrated the fact that there was 30 people in the room that night from seven different churches across town. That was a good start. And I believe with John's continuing motivation, we'll see the team continue to grow for our community too. So thank you, John. And if you're looking to support Movember, go to the website about Movember, type in my name and it'll come up. That's probably the easiest way that anyone can get access to supporting men's health at this time of the year. But today we've gathered, as we do every Sunday, because God has placed on the heart of us as a congregation a special mission. A mission that seems so simple. It's to honour Jesus. And we do that as we go from this place out into the week. I wonder in what ways you've honoured Jesus this week. There are so many ways that you and I can honour Jesus throughout our week. And if we ever think, how can we honour Jesus? Just remember the other parts of our mission statement that we have as a congregation. We can honour Jesus by listening to him, by growing in his grace, by stepping out in faith, by reaching out with hope, by speaking his peace, by worshipping with joy, and by serving with love. At the end of our service today, we will honour Jesus by stepping out in faith and entering into this new week with an attitude saying, I will use the time, the talents and resources that God has given me to give thanks to God for his great gifts of love to me. Yet as we step into a new week, often there are little changes in our atmosphere that cause us to easily be deceived. And to, in the end, discover that we dishonour Jesus instead. Many of you were here last week when we gathered for worship. And that last week, our gospel reading was about the widow with her generous offering. You might remember how we spoke about that as being a rather confrontational message. The money that was to be given to the temple treasury was given for several purposes. The primary purpose was to care for the poor, the widow. There were also other purposes this money was given for too, but that was the primary one. There was also the cause of maintaining the temple and supporting those who did the work at the temple. Last week you may have noticed how that widow gave everything she had. She stepped out in faith, trusting that God would provide for her. Now, last week's message caused a lot of discussion amongst our community. Some people related to the widow who felt like we haven't got much to give. Others felt like, boy, I'm more like that rich person who has an abundance of wealth, more than I need to maintain my personal well-being. And so this week, there has been a lot of discussion around those points. You know, probably the most powerful way that you and I can use the financial resources that God has given to us will be, firstly, to care for the poor. And then secondly, to continue to support the work of His church in whatever ways seem appropriate for the sake of the gospel. One of those ways, as it was back then, was that we will maintain a place of worship, and we will create a place of worship that welcomes young and old, able and disabled alike, so that we can all worship together with joy. Our mission statement has lots of different statements in it to give us some ideas about how we can honour Jesus. And this one does speak about caring for the poor. This one speaks about evangelism and reconciliation. And this is the one we do together today, worshipping Father, Son and Spirit together. But before we continue with our worship today, I'd like to just talk with you a little bit more about worshipping with joy. You see, true worship does not draw focus or attention to you or to me. True worship doesn't focus on what you or I are doing. True worship focuses on what God is doing so that we may grow in His grace. And so when you and I come together to worship, we come firstly to listen to Him. We come to grow in His grace, so that we may go from this place and step out in faith to participate in His mission in the world. This year you've heard our church leaders talk a lot about resting and reflecting and reconnecting so that we may be ready. And that also is a part of what we do in worship. We rest, reflect, we reconnect with each other and with God, so that we may be ready to go out into the world to be His hands and feet in the week ahead. You know, right now you are sitting not just in any ordinary building. You are not sitting in an ordinary space. You are sitting in a space that has been consecrated and set apart to be a place of worship to God, a place which we give honour to Jesus. It's a place where God meets us through word and sacrament and prepares us for what is to come. And so, if this is a place that is sacred and set apart, we will give this space the honour that it is due to. What a blessing we have to have a worship space that is visually beautiful. A worship space that was renovated last year with new carpet and new paint. A worship space filled with visual symbols to remind us of the grace of Jesus. Of course, there's the cross, always pointing us to the work of our Lord Jesus and the grace that He has given to us. There's our altar, reminding us of Jesus' presence with us and His sacrifice for us. There's the font that reminds us of the washing that Jesus has given us in our baptism, that we may live always in his grace. And then there's the table at the front, a place around which we come to eat and drink the grace of our Lord Jesus. It's amazing how, as we look at our space as it's currently set up, these four symbols are significant for us, that remind us that this is no ordinary space, but this is a sacred space. Do you remember some of you gathering together in this space last August for our half-yearly meeting? There we discussed one challenge we have with our sacred space. It's the sound quality in this space. And we resolved to say, let's do some research and see what could be done about it. And since that meeting, our chairperson, Mark, has been very busy doing lots of research on our behalf. And because of his hard work, we are going to be having a special meeting coming up on Sunday, the 1st of December, after our service, to simply receive the information and the research that has been created so far. There won't be any decisions made at this meeting. You will simply receive the information and see how the Lord leads us from there. And so I simply want to celebrate with you the fact that we are privileged to honour Jesus by worshipping with joy in this sacred space. In time, we may choose to act and find ways of improving our sound further. But for now, we want to prepare our hearts to hear God's word for today. And as we prepare to hear God's word for today, let's listen to him that we may honour Jesus. In our first reading, we're going to hear some pretty good reasons why we would want to celebrate the privilege of worshipping together. And it really is because Jesus is our great high priest who has made the ultimate sacrifice for you and for me. He makes you and I holy. And he encourages us to be a people who keep on meeting together and worship together. And he encourages us to do whatever is needed so that no one gives up the practice. And so today, as we gather in this worship space, may God grow us in his grace and in our confidence in what Christ has done for us. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, help us to listen to you, to grow in your grace today as we hear your word and come to your table. Spirit, be at work in our lives that the words of Jesus may be graciously, personally, and practically applied to our lives for the blessing of our congregation and the people we meet as we step out in faith and live to honour Jesus here on the South Coast. These things we ask, confident of your work, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's hear our reading for today.
The first reading comes from Hebrews. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest Jesus had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God, and since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made the perfect forever those who are being made holy. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart, and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Mark. As Jesus was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." "Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Every one will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumours of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flogged in your synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, good morning, children. How are you all this morning? You're good? I've got a question for you guys and for the entire congregation. Who of you enjoys going for a walk down on our local beaches here in Victor Harbour? Who likes going for a walk down the beaches? So many of you do. Going for a walk on the beaches is always amazing for me. You see, when I go for a walk down the beach, I get to see lots of things that fill me with awe and wonder. Yesterday morning, Amelia and I went for a walk down the beach, just down the way, and we saw one of these logs covered in the gooseneck barnacles. They've been popping up all over our coast in recent months, and I don't know if I'd seen them much before this year. And I was filled with that sense of awe and wonder about, wow, where have they come from? I wonder where that log started its life. Where has it travelled? How did that be? Now, while I was walking down the beach, I also came across this rock. It's just an ordinary rock, I think. But you can see that it's got a little hole in the middle of it. Would you like to have a look at it? Have a look at my hole, my rock with a hole in it. And of course, I found myself wondering, how did that rock get such a perfectly round hole in the middle of it? Incredible. Absolutely incredible, I thought. Well, today, actually, no, I'll show you some more. I do enjoy my wonderful rocks. And if you come over here closely, you might be able to see some of my wonderful little rocks stacked up to be a little person. I wonder if I can move it without dropping it. Now, I'll leave it there because it might break otherwise. Have a look at those wonderful rocks stacked up. And for the rest of you, you can see them on the screen up there. These wonderful rocks that we find on the beach. And we might wonder, how did they form that way? Why do they look the way they do? There's so many things that we wonder about through life. These are little stones, aren't they? They're just little ones. Do you remember in our Bible reading we've just heard that there was a disciple who found himself saying, "Oh, wow, how amazing these stones are. What sort of stones were they?" Can you remember? Okay, let's go phone a friend. Can you find someone in the congregation? Go ask that question to someone and see if you can find someone who knows what stones the disciples were in awe and wonder over. Come and ask someone. See if Dad knows. Or see if Mum knows. Just ask them. What rock was it? What stones were they in awe of? What was it? The ones in the temple. That's right. The ones in the temple. These disciples were leaving the temple with Jesus, and one of them noticed the great big stones in the wall of the temple, and he was in awe of them, thinking how wonderful they are, how big they are. And that size of those rocks got them thinking. But as Jesus and his disciples left the temple, they went for a walk up onto the hill that looked over the temple. And there Jesus told them about things that would happen one day. But as he spoke about them, he reminded them of his grace. A grace that will change everything. A grace that is for all nations. We might see all sorts of strange things happen in our lifetime. But today there is a special message that Jesus wants you and I and all people to know. And that is that no matter what happens, God's got this. He loves us, and we can be confident that he will care for us and support us with all of the wanderings that we experience. So next time you get out down the beach and you see some magnificent, wonderful stones, you might want to think, how did that come to be? What's that telling me? And you can say, God, thank you for all the things I can wonder about. This is really, really special. Thanks for coming forward. Let's join together with our next song today, a song that's going to help us celebrate God's grace and how he walks with us as we wander.
Now I freely walk into the arms of Christ.
Oh, that's right, I forgot about the collection. Open the Bible. That because I was concentrating on a prayer for Pastor. Do you want to come up here? Father, we thank you for Nigel and his love of you and your word. Also for his obvious focus on the cross and his preaching of the saving grace of Jesus. Continue to guide and inspire him so that we who hear and believe can receive the blessings and peace of his message today. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before you get into the message, would it be okay if I gave you a blessing? And Amelia? Is Amelia. Just listen.
John.
So I want to bless you and Amelia in the name of Jesus, so that your ministry here in Victor Harbour and Yankalilla will be guided by our God the Father, our God the Son, and our God the Holy Spirit, so that you will bear much fruit.
Thank you, John.
My pleasure.
Thank you, John. Hey, we've just sung a beautiful song, haven't we? A beautiful song that I think that was the first time in my record that we have publicly sung it within our congregation. You've heard Derek play it twice, but this is the first time you have sung it as a congregation. I just want to thank our musicians for leading that so beautifully and commend you as a congregation for singing that so beautifully today. What a beautiful, beautiful song of praise to God today. Well, may I bless you as we begin our message today. I bless you in the name of Jesus, that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit may be with us always. Amen. Today I want to go a little bit deeper with you into one of the warnings that Jesus shared in our gospel reading today. Yes, there was a warning in our gospel reading today. As we wonder about so much, we continue to wonder. It's going to get very confusing today. You have to hang in with me today, because you'll hear about wondering and wondering. So it might get a little bit confusing. So I'll try and put a few little hints on the screen from time to time to help you work out if I'm talking about wondering or wandering away. See how we go today with this thought. The warning which Jesus gives us today is this: watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name claiming, "I am he," and will deceive many. Friends, we'll pay attention to the world around us. And like I shared in our first bite message today, we will find many things around us that fill us with awe and wonder. And once we start on that track, we will find ourselves wondering about the significance of what we see and what we hear. That's the sort of experience that one of Jesus' disciples had today. Jesus and his disciples leaving the temple, the place where they were at in our reading last week, and they are now walking past the walls of the temple, heading up towards the Mount of Olives, ready to sit down and have a chat together. They take in the view and then talk together in private. But you know already very well that along the way, one of those disciples was captured in a sense of wonder at the sheer size of the temple stones. "Look, teacher, what magnificent stones! What magnificent buildings!" Wondering is the start of learning. Are you still learners? Are you people who still have a heart to learn and grow? If you are, you will be a person who loves to wonder about many things and ask the questions. A learner will ask inquiry-based questions, questions that will help them discover and explore something a little bit deeper. And so the best learners will be those who ask questions. They won't always find clear answers, because on some subjects there is no clear answer. Not everything is black or white, as we might like. And even the very best learners will never, ever be able to capture all the knowledge that exists in our universe now or in the future. So friends, what will we do with our wonderings? It is good and right for us to wonder about many things as we wander through life. That's good. Some of you in your wanderings may have actually found yourself finding a place to go and wander. There's a place in McLaren Vale called the Wonder Room. This isn't an advert for them, but how cool that they've chosen to create a space called the Wonder Room, a place where you can go and sit and enjoy the view looking out across McLaren Vale. If you were to go there, you'd probably go there with some friends or some people who are special to you. And you might wonder about many things together. What are some of the things you wonder about in conversation with your friends? What do you wonder about? Call them out if you'd like.
Lunch,
you wonder about, what are we going to have for lunch? I wonder, should we go for a long black or a flat white today? Yeah, we can wonder about lots of different things. What else do you wonder about when you hang out with friends or family?
I wonder about the ongoing care and depth of compassion shown to the elderly and the very young.
Thank you. There's so many different things we wonder about, and depending upon what we're noticing in the world will determine what it is we are wondering about. What else do we wonder about when we're with friends or family in conversation?
The universe.
Oh, that's a big one. Yes, there's so much that we wonder about. Just hold that thought there. Yes, we might wonder about care, the universe, what to eat, what to drink. When we sit in a space that we feel comfortable, we will wonder about so many things. We might even wonder about, why do some people need to suffer through wars in different parts of the world? And when will those wars come to an end? We might find ourselves wondering about, why is there all that suffering caused by natural disasters through earthquakes and famines? We might wonder about politics. We might even want to wonder about, well, what does it mean now for our world that President Trump is now the President of the United States of America? I wonder if you've wondered about that at all. You can't help it. Can you see how much we wonder? Or we might wonder when we stare in front of our computer looking at our emails that come in or our text messages on our phone and wonder, is this message for real? Or is it a scam? We wonder. Is it from a trustworthy source? Is it a QR code that's safe to scan and click? Or is it not? You know, in all these sorts of wonderings, it's very hard for us to find clear answers. In life, though, we will find that there are so many different points of view. And so as we go about our wondering, the challenge for us is, where do we go to find a trustworthy source and voice to listen to? Because not all the voices that are in the world are going to be helpful. Some will lead us down a path of fear. Some will lead us to cut ourselves off from others and live with a polarized attitude. So maybe Jesus was ahead of his time when he raised this warning with us today. You see, another way of saying beware that no one deceives you is to say beware that no one leads you astray, or beware that no one causes you to wander away from my truth. And we know that truth to be the gospel of grace, that Jesus alone saves and redeems us, just like we have sung about a moment ago. It's right for you and I to wander. But if we listen to the voices of deception, our answers might cause us to wander away. Away from the truth that God actually loves us and cares for us forever. And so Jesus today invites you and I to be aware that there are spiritual powers and authorities that will try to make us wander away from the truth that God's got this. There are spiritual powers that will want us to doubt the truth. And the truth is that there is nothing that can separate us from God's love. The truth is we are safe in the arms of Jesus. We have that privilege of walking into the arms of Jesus and know that we are safe with him now and forever. And so here's a question for you to ponder today. When you are wondering about something, how can you be sure that you will not be led to wander away? How can you be sure that you are being led in the right paths? Paths that align with God's will. How will you discern the voice of Jesus from the voices that come in his name claiming to be him? Well, a deceptive voice will come to steal, kill, and destroy. A deceptive voice will lead us to wander away and chase our own shadows and live our lives in constant fear. In our world, that would be easy to do. We live in a world that is volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous. And so even while we have this gospel truth as Christians, we will continue to live in the tension between the now and the not yet. We'll live in the tension between the rich and the poor. We will live in the tension between what is certain and what is unknown. And we will live in that tension between the political left and the political right. And sometimes we might even be deceived into believing that the left is always right, or the right is always right. Now I'm getting more confusing, aren't I? Wander. Lefts, right, left, right. You still with me? Sometimes we will be deceived into believing that the left is always right, or the right is always right. When we are deceived into believing this, the right moves further to the right, and the left moves further to the left, and we end up with greater division in community. Sometimes a person might be deceived into thinking that they are completely right, that their view is perfectly pure. They may think that the other person's point of view is completely wrong. But what if there was a sense of right in both views? What if our biggest challenge is that we see the splinter in the other person's eye, but we fail to see the log in our own eye? So in a world where even the left wants to be right, and the right is convinced they are right, how will we come to terms with all of our wanderings without wandering away? Do you understand now why we wonder? No wonder we wonder which way we should wander in search for answers to our wanderings. Final way I just want to look at this today is this. Where's my rock? This little rock with a hole in it is a little bit like a lens. What lens are you looking at life through? What lens are you using to determine your pathway and to determine that you are living in the grace of God? Well, Jesus is our rock, isn't he? He gives us a lens through which we can see the world more clearly. And yes, there'll be plenty of other lenses out there that will distort our vision. And often those lenses will want to do one thing, to help us take our eyes off the one who sits with us, stands with us, and walks with us along life's way, leading us to forget the one who cared for us and died for us. Every other lens will want to lead us away from our Lord. Friends, our wanderings will always be best explored, even if we cannot find a clear answer, with our Lord Jesus with us. For when Jesus is with us and when we acknowledge his presence with us, his gospel of love and grace becomes that first lens through which we look at and interpret all of our wanderings. When we seek to respond to our wanderings in the light of Jesus, our final realization will be one to know that we are privileged to grow in his grace. It will be one that will see us proclaiming the good news that God has come to us first, that he has come to us in the midst of our unexplainable wanderings and our misunderstandings. And he says, "It'll be okay. I've got you. I will carry you home. You have nothing to fear." So no matter what distresses, destructions or despairs you may face or have faced, Jesus reassures you that he will see you through. Remember the promises he shared at your baptism. Remember the words of love and grace he shares with you at his table. You can be confident that his grace is at work in you. Every time you gather for worship, you receive his grace afresh. It blows away your fears of the future, and you are sealed by his sacrifice once and for all. So friends, may you continue to wander, and don't wander alone. Wander together with Jesus, and you will wonder well. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Let's stand and give our praise to our Lord Jesus, who walks and sits and talks with us. Thanks.
Please join me as we pray together as a community. We have confidence to enter the sanctuary by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way he opened for us through the curtain. Let us approach God with a true heart in full assurance of faith and pray for the church, the world and those in need. O Saviour God, hear our prayer for the church and its witnesses as God's people and his sanctuary on earth. We give you thanks that you have given Pastor Nigel and Amelia a clear vision and calling for our community at the moment. Shine your light to guide them both on their faith journey. Walk beside them each day, teaching, nurturing and loving them. Walk behind them, protecting them from the evil one. Hear our prayer. Hear our prayer for unity of the church in confession and worship for the glory of God. Bless the combined churches as they work together to prepare a welcome pack for new arrivals in our area. Let your unity show brightly. Hear our prayer for the church and its steadfastness in faith. Place your spiritual armour around the Green Team as they prepare to serve in our community this coming week at the Schoolies Festival. Give each Green Team member the words, wisdom and guidance as they go about serving with love to others. Let your light shine. Hear our prayer for those nations that are at war against each other, that they would find peace through understanding rather than fighting. We seek your interceding army of angels and prayer warriors to stand in the void to protect those impacted by violence. Heavenly Father, in your love, you have called us to know you. Lead us to trust you and bound our lives with you. At this time, we especially raise up to you Lewis Johnson and his family as they prepare for his baptism. Surround Lewis and his family with your love, protect them from evil, fill them with the Holy Spirit and receive Lewis into the family of your church so that he may walk in the way of Christ and grow in the knowledge of your love. As this baptism is being conducted at Encounter Lutheran College, open the hearts of others to seek to know you and commit to being a child of God. Loving Father, we eagerly await the return of your Son as he comes to bring us home to you. Until then, hear our prayers, O Lord, and answer them according to your grace and mercy. We pray through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
As a congregation, we value God's grace and truth. We value worship and prayer. We value forgiveness and fellowship. And we value equality and diversity. Trusting in the gifts of God's grace and truth, let's pray together the prayer that Jesus has taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The beginning of Deb's prayers that she led us in today, she shared that good news that since we have confidence because of Jesus, we can enter the most holy place and know that Jesus is our great high priest forever. Knowing that, let's confess our sins to God our Father and ask him today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to forgive us and give us a restart as we enter this new week. Please join me together with a prayer as on the screen. We confess how easy it is to wander away from you. We have sinned against you in thought, word and deed, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We have not loved you with our whole heart, and we have not loved our neighbour as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. As a called and ordained servant of the word, I announce the grace of God to each of you. On behalf of my Lord Jesus Christ and by his command, I forgive the sins of all of you who repent and believe. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God's peace be with you. Amen. Let's give thanks as we come to his table. Father God, we give you thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord, for his presence is with us always, walking with us, sitting with us, listening to us and graciously receiving all our wanderings in the prayers we share. So come, Holy Spirit, and in this meal, grow us to continue to walk with Jesus, to live in his grace, and learn to love each other. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sin. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." As you come forward today to receive this meal, may God's peace be with you always. Amen. Take and eat the body of Christ.
Is comfort and hope for your children.
Friends, may the body of our Lord Jesus Christ and his precious blood strengthen you and preserve you in body and in soul to life eternal. Go in peace. Amen. We give thanks. Lord Jesus Christ, as we have proclaimed your death by eating this bread and drinking this cup, help us to wait for you, to wish for you, and to watch for you, so that when you come again, you will find us ready. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you for joining us for worship. Before we share our closing blessing together, Deb also mentioned our prayers earlier on, a special baptism celebration that's going to be happening at Encounter College this Friday at 9 a.m. This is an open house invitation for you as a congregation to come and witness the baptism of Lewis together with all the junior school students. And you'll be blessed to be able to see their energy and enthusiasm in worship, and blessed to be able to simply celebrate God's grace to the life of Lewis. I know there's going to be at least one person here, and that is Lewis's grandpa. Mark's over here today. So if you would like to get to know a little bit more about Lewis and his parents and his big sister Sydney, have a chat with Mark after worship today, and he will make sure that you just want to be there to help celebrate with little Louie this coming Friday morning. As a closing today, we're going to sing the blessing to each other, so I invite you to stand as we sing the blessing to each other.
I figure it's never too late to pray and to give thanks, which I did. I failed to pray for the offering before, so I thought I'll do it now. Eternal God, we thank you for saving us through your Son Jesus. Make us always confident in your love so that we may freely serve you and others on our way to our heavenly home. Amen. That's out of the road. Now I'd like to thank the band. What a lovely sound it was today. I really appreciate it. Maybe I prayed too heavily there for this one today. That was great. Thank you. We've got Di Welp. He's going to pray for us, or anybody who would like private prayer, over on the right-hand side. There's coffee available. I think the barista's out there getting the machine heated up. And visitors, are there any here? Please sign the visitor's book. We want to keep a record of you so we know that people visit us and enjoy our company in worship. And thank you, Nigel, too. I'll wander away now. I've got one more job. I've got to send you out. We have been nourished and enriched by God's word. We have been recipients of the kindness of this community, and so we are ready to step out into our ordinary lives as people of hope and justice. Go in peace, and may the joy of God's love, the guidance and teaching of Christ, and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit be with each of us this day and forevermore. Amen. And thank you.